Good morning. It is 9 a.m. and we are calling to order the planning director hearing of April 15th, 2026. My name is Sylvia Doe and I am the hearing officer for today's agenda on behalf of and delegated by the Director of Planning, Building and Code Enforcement, Christopher Burton. This meeting is being held via Zoom conference call. Members of the public may participate by following the instructions listed on page 2 of the agenda. If you would like to provide public comment, you have two methods to do so. For participants who joined electronically and have audio input available on their computer or smartphone, they can use the raised hand feature in Zoom during the agenda item they would like to speak, or click star 9 on their phone. Remember to keep your raised hand feature on until planning support staff identify your name to speak. During the meeting, you can also call 408 535-8517 or email planning support staff at sanjoseca.gov and identify your name that is listed on Zoom, the phone number that you'll call into Zoom with, and what item or items you would like to comment on. All members of the public will remain on mute until the individual identifies they would like to speak and they are unmuted. Planning support staff will identify you by name when it is your turn to speak. At that time, you will be unmuted and can provide comment for the allotted time. If you exceed your allotted time, you may be muted so we can move on to the next speaker. Please note the following. The hearing procedure and order of input will be as follows. I will first identify each project as listed on the agenda. For those items on the consent calendar, I will ask if anyone wishes to speak on the item. If a separate discussion is warranted, I will move the item to the public hearing portion of the agenda. If a separate discussion is not needed, the item will remain on the consent calendar for approval. For those items listed under public hearing, I will ask staff to provide a brief report. The applicant or the representative who wishes to speak on the item will have up to 5 minutes to speak and should identify themselves by stating their name for the record. After the applicant or the representative has spoken, any member of the public who wishes to speak on the item may provide testimony up to 2 minutes per speaker, either for or against the project. All members of the public should identify their name for the record, although it is not required. Following comments from the public, the applicant may make additional remarks for up to 5 minutes. I will then close the public hearing, and I may ask staff to answer questions, respond to comments made by the applicant or the public, or further discuss the item. I will then take action on the item. If you challenge these land use decisions in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues you or someone else raised at this public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to the city at or prior to the public hearing. The planning director's actions on agenda items will be final when the permit is signed and mailed, unless the permit or the environmental clearance determination is appealed. The planning director's actions on the permits are appealable in accordance with the requirements of Title 20 of the Municipal Code. The planning director's actions on the environmental review for the permits under the California Environmental Quality Act are separately appealable in accordance with the requirements of Title 21 of the Municipal Code. Before we begin, I want to remind members of the public to follow our code of conduct at meetings. This includes commenting on the specific agenda item only. Public speakers will not engage in a conversation with the hearing officer or staff. The hearing officer, staff, and the public are expected to refrain from abusive language. Repeated failure to comply with the code of conduct, which will disturb, disrupt, or impede the orderly conduct of this meeting, may result in the removal from the meeting. This meeting of the director hearing will now come to order. This brings us to the third part of the agenda, which is the consent calendar. I'm sorry, let me start off with the second portion of the agenda, which is deferrals. Any item scheduled for hearing this morning for which deferral to a future meeting date is being requested will be moved to this portion of the agenda and considered on the matter of deferral. I will first identify any items to be deferred and ask for comments from the audience. If you want to change any of the deferral dates or speak to the question of deferring these or any other items, Please use the raised hand feature in Zoom or click star 9 to raise your hand to speak. I will now open the public hearing. The following items are proposed for deferral, on which case there are two agendized items on today's agenda, none of which is being proposed for deferral. But if there are any members of the public today that would like to request any of these two agendized items for deferral, now is the time. And if so, please raise your hand on the matter of deferrals. Just pausing a bit here to see if there's anyone raising their hand and would like to request any of today's hearing items to be heard at a future date rather than today. Okay, seeing none, the matter of deferrals is now closed. And we will move on to the third part of the agenda, which is the consent calendar. There will be no separate discussion of individual consent calendar items as they are considered to be routine and will be considered in one action unless an item is moved to the public hearing calendar for separate discussion by the hearing officer. The public may comment on the entire consent calendar and any items removed from the consent calendar by the hearing officer. If you wish to speak on one of these items, please use the raised hand feature in Zoom or click star 9 to raise your hand to speak. And this morning, there is one item on the consent calendar. This is item 3A, which is file numbers PD24-011 and ER24-138. This is a plan development permit to construct an elevated pedestrian entry plaza for a church and remove an existing front staircase and three non-ordinance sized trees on a property located at 4600 Highland Avenue. Staff's recommendation is to consider the exemption in accordance with CEQA and approve this plan development permit. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this item? If so, please raise your hand. And again, just for clarity, this item is on the consent calendar, meaning that it is recommended for approval and will remain on the consent calendar unless the members of the public would like to speak. So if you have your hands raised, I would just like to ask whether you are interested in speaking in favor or in opposition of the project. And if it is in opposition, then I'm happy to move this to the public hearing portion of the agenda. Otherwise, if it's in favor, we can keep this on the consent calendar for approval. I see one person with their hand raised. Gustavo, if you wouldn't mind, just for a moment, no need to comment on it, but just clarifying whether you would like to speak on the item in favor or in opposition, and whether you're the member of the public.
Yes, I am a member of the public and I'm speaking in favor of this motion as we've been waiting patiently for years for this to happen, and we're extremely excited that it's on the consent calendar for approval. Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Gustavo, for clarifying. Are there any other members of the public who would like to speak on this item, with respect to removing it from the consent calendar because they would like to provide public comments on it? Again, this item is on the consent calendar for approval. So unless you want to comment contrary to this approval, this item will otherwise remain on the consent calendar for approval, and no need to speak on the item unless we should pull it from the consent calendar and speak to it under public hearing. I see another member of the public with their hand raised. Mary Lou, can you clarify whether you would like to speak on this item in regards to being in favor or if you have questions or comments or concerns about the project?
I'm in. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Mary Lou Ayupon. I'm in favor of the project, and I just want to ditto Gustavo's comment. And the main reason why is the project is not an ADA compliant. The stairs are difficult to maneuver for the elderly and people with families. So again, we strongly support this project.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Okay, are there any other members of the public again who would like to speak on this item? Okay, seeing none, this item will remain on the consent calendar and it will be hereby approved on the consent calendar as recommended by staff. Thank you. All right, onwards to the next portion of the agenda, which is public hearing. This morning, there is one item on public hearing. This is item 4A, file numbers PD24-010 and ER24-167. This is a plan development permit to convert an existing 11,868 square foot building into a restaurant and a banquet hall with late night use until 2 a.m., and the removal of one ordinance size tree, four parking stalls, and associated site improvements located at 113 Burnell Road. And in terms of hearing procedures, just for the benefit of the public, first I will ask staff to provide a brief presentation. Following that, the applicant will have up to 5 minutes to make their opening remarks. And if there are any members of the public who would like to speak, you can raise your hand in Zoom at that point, and you will have up to 2 minutes to speak. Thereafter, the applicant will have an additional 5 minutes to make any closing remarks. And if I have any questions for staff or the public or the applicant, that will be done at that time before I deliberate on the project itself. All right, so with that, we'll start off with a presentation from staff.
Thank you, hearing officer. May I share the screen? Thanks. Are you able to see my screen?
Yes, I can, Raina. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. All right. Thank you, hearing officer. This is
All
Rina
right,
Shah,
Raina,
project.
now I see your Word document.
Oh, okay.
Raina,
Yes.
unshare and share just your
Okay.
the window.
Because I moved it.
Unshare, Raina, first.
Okay. Yeah, stop sharing. On that side. Are you able to see that now?
Yes, I see the screen with your PowerPoint
With the
presentation.
PowerPoint. Okay. All right. Thank you, hearing officer. This is Rina Shah, project manager for the planning division. The proposed planned development permit will allow a restaurant and a banquet facility in an approximately 11,868 square foot building within a shopping center on an approximately 1.58 gross acre site. The hours of operation will be daily from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. The banquet facility and the late night use cannot commence without the approval of this PD permit. There are no exterior building modifications or outdoor uses proposed. The project includes the removal of one ordinance size tree, removal of four parking stalls, and the planting of four 15-gallon trees, and porch expansion in the stalls that are removed. The indoor seating capacity will be determined per the maximum occupancy allowed by the building and fire code. The site will be immediately served by two driveways from the street frontage along Burnell Road and Via del Oro. The project site is surrounded by single-family homes across Burnell Road to the east, healthcare and religious assembly uses across Via del Oro to the south, commercial uses to the west, and a hotel and a drive-through restaurant to the north of the site. The front entrance of the building is oriented towards the shopping center and the parking lot. The proposed plan development permit is consistent with the site's general plan land use designation of neighborhood community commercial, in that the proposed development will contribute to the continued vitality of the shopping center through the activation of a currently vacant building with the proposed use. The project is consistent with general plan policies such as innovative economic policy, IE 5.4, vibrant neighborhoods policy, VN 5.2, and land use policy 5.1, which support entertainment offerings and cultural facilities. As detailed in the draft permit, the site is within the APD, Planned Development Zoning District, established with zoning file number PDC 96-039. Pursuant to the general development plan of the planned development zoning district, commercial uses are allowed and are those of the C1 commercial zoning district, which is CP zoning district currently. A public eating establishment with an incidental banquet hall is an allowed use. The late night hours require a conditional use permit. Since the subject site is in the planned development zoning district, all special and conditional uses of the C1 district are reviewed currently under planned development permit as the applicant has submitted. There's no minimum parking requirement for the updated parking ordinance. The project will remove four stalls, but the shopping center requires 956 total parking spaces and will still have 1,121 parking spaces remaining, which conforms to the parking requirement per the general development plan. The projected traffic was reviewed by Department of Transportation and found to be minimal per the final Public Works memo dated January 26, and the site is adequately served by existing public streets. The project meets city noise ordinance, as all activities will be carried entirely indoors. For the operations plan, there are no outdoor uses. The closest residence is approximately 235 feet from the entrance door to the residential property line across Bernal Road. Applying the typical building attenuation of 10 dBA, the sound level would be approximately 43 dBA to 52 dBA at the residence, and the project would be compliant with the maximum 55 dBA limit allowed, and this is also made condition of approval of this permit. The noise report was prepared by a qualified consultant, Jacob Bernard, and he analyzed DBA DNL noise level as well for the nighttime uses at the closest sensitive receptors and stated that the noise decibels would meet the maximum noise decibels of 55 decibels, as well as the DNL will not increase by more than 5 dBA and would be compliant with the general plan policy. Noise policy EC 1.2 as analyzed in the draft permit. The project is consistent with City Council Policy 6-30 for public noticing and public outreach. As an on-site sign describing the project was posted in February of 2025. Project has been noticed for a public hearing within the radius of 500 feet, and the staff has been available to respond to public inquiries. The project is also consistent with City Council Policy 6-27 for the evaluation of 24-hour uses. The project was reviewed by San Jose Police Department for the late-night use for the restaurant and the banquet facility and are neutral to the project as long as the police conditions are enforced. And these are made conditions of approval of this permit as well. So under the provisions of Section 15301, of the state guidelines for implementation of the California Environmental Quality Act, the project was found to be exempt from environmental review requirements of Title 21 of the San Jose Municipal Code implementing CEQA as amended. Staff recommends that the Director of Planning consider the CEQA exemption for the project in accordance and approve the proposed planned development permit with stated conditions of approval. This concludes staff's presentation. Applicant Thornton is here to make a short presentation. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Marina. The applicant at this time, I see your hand is raised. Thank you so much. You will have up to 5 minutes to make opening remarks. Welcome, Thornton. You
Hi.
are unmuted. Hi.
Yeah, thank you, Sylvia, and thank you, Rena. My name is Thornton, and I'm the architect for this project. We started this permit for the plan development permit 2 years ago almost, and it has quite a history. The project, I should say, is currently under construction under a restaurant permit, and there are new owners, Aman and Margit Kuhner, who are in this meeting, and they would like to open sometime in May or June. I should say that the building was a former restaurant. It was Sweet Tomatoes that closed, most likely due to the pandemic. We plan to demolish all of the interior walls and We are building an 8,000 square foot dining space, a brand new commercial kitchen, and new restrooms. As Rena mentioned, four parking spaces will be removed to create a larger front entry plaza to accommodate guests. We are planting four new trees out in the front, and we plan to resurface the plaza and add exterior lighting, which will be shielded and complies with city code. let's see. I should say that the, as I said, there's been a change of ownership both both in this banquet hall, Atria is called, and also in the mall. So the mall was sold to a new owner. We did have outdoor dining at one point, but that was nixed due to the concerns with other tenants in the shared parking. So we abandoned that. This concludes my presentation.
Great, thank you. After public comments, you have an opportunity to make any closing remarks, up to 5 minutes as well. Thank you at this time, Thornton. Okay, if there are any members of the public who would wish to speak on this item, now is your opportunity. And if you're interested, please raise your hand in Zoom, or if you're calling in, you can click star 9. So far, I see one hand raised, and we'll start with the member of the public, who is known as Burnell Road.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good
Before you
morning.
start the timer, I had a quick question.
Sure.
My neighbor, who was here last week, actually before this got deferred, is a school teacher and was unable to make it this week. Last week, she was able to make it because it was spring break, and she gave me a statement. So I wanted to see if that statement needed to be read within my 2-minute time or if it could have a separate time.
For that circumstance, it'll be okay that we separate it. I'm okay with that if you're reading it on her behalf.
Thank you.
So we'll start off with you, and then we can restart the timer for your neighbor's comments.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, good morning. My name is Idris Laxa. I live, I'm actually the house reference, probably at the 235 feet mark. We are the closest house to the banquet hall slash restaurant. And we've been there for about 6 years. We're raising a family there. We have a 3-year-old daughter who goes to preschool every morning, and we actually have a newborn baby expected in late October, early November. And we just wanted to point out a couple things in some of the presentation that I found questionable, which is the noise. I understand that a consultant, showed that it probably wouldn't make a lot of noise in terms of like music. And that's fine with us, I think, if that's what the consultant says. But I think one thing that wasn't considered is that if the banquet hall ends at 2 a.m., then people are going to be driving up and down Bernal Road and more likely than not are going to pass through our house in order to get to the freeway. We're already woken up around like 7 or 8 a.m. on the dot due to commuters driving past. It's very loud on Bernal Road, and I think to know that people are going to be ending their celebration at 2 a.m. to drive on to maybe even linger or sober up until 2:30 or 3 a.m. Not just on weekends, but Monday through Monday, it seems very unfair, quite honestly, especially with two babies who have to be on a schedule and wake up early. And that's really, my only consideration, and that I just request that you do think about this a little bit more before approving it, and that it's going to have a huge effect on us. I think that is my time, or I'm not sure if my time is up. I can't really see, but
Yeah,
thank
you have
you.
about 30 seconds remaining if you have any
Yeah.
additional remarks.
If there's a way to check, to consider that, that would be amazing.
Great. I can have staff respond to some of your comments after the public hearing comment is over. Thank you. And if you would like to read into the record your neighbor's comments, and if so, if you're able to provide their name for the record as well, that would be great. And you'll have 2 minutes for their comments.
Yes, I'm ready for that.
All
Okay,
right.
her name is Jumin. She you don't need her address, right?
No, not at all. That's good enough
Okay.
for their name. Thank you.
Got it. We're looking on Bernal Road. Our home is in a quiet residential zone. We have retained legal counsel to protect our rights. Our attorney has advised us that a 2 a.m. permit here violates San Jose Municipal Code. Furthermore, World Health Organization research proves that late night causes real health risks. Late night noises causes real health risks. Granting this permit would ignore the city's zoning laws and our legal right to a quiet home. A 2 a.m. closing time means our neighborhood will be hit by the noise of hundreds of guests dispersing at once. The sound of slamming car doors, revving engines, and shouting, along with headlights shining directly into our windows, will make sleep impossible. And I think, just as a comment to that, their house is directly in front of that driveway that people would be exiting out of, making sleep impossible. This is not just a nuisance, it's a total disruption of our lives. We are prepared to take further legal steps if necessary. We ask the commission to deny the 2 a.m. request and limit all operations to 9 p.m. for both weekdays and weekends. Thank you. And yeah, she's a teacher, so she gets up pretty early too. Thank you for your considerations, counsel.
Thank you so much for your comments and your neighbor's comments. See another hand raised. Dow, you'll be unmuted and you will have up to 2 minutes to speak. And if you wouldn't mind reading your name into the record, thank you.
Good morning, Sylvia. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. My name is Dao Nguyen. I'm just going to follow, echo what he just said. I'm actually the house next to Lumi, the one who just, the teacher. So, I'm probably going to go against the 2 a.m. too, because I have two kids, like in 12, and then my parents, one is 80 and one is like 70, sleeping right in front of that, like, bedroom across directly to that entrance. And I agree, the traffic is very loud on a daily basis already. Early in the morning, sometimes, car driving over, speeding with all that roaring noises. It wake up my parents, and my bedroom is next to it too. So now giving the situation that, closing at 2 a.m., a lot of guests coming in and out with that, it's going to be a big disruptions for my parents. So I will go against it to 2 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your comments. If there are any other members of the public who would like to speak on this item, now is your opportunity. Please raise your hand in Zoom or click *9 on your phone. I'll just pause for a moment to see if there are any other speakers before we move back to the applicant to make their closing remarks. Okay, seeing no hands, we'll move back to the applicant. Thornton, you will have up to 5 minutes to make remarks, and if there are any public comments that you're able to or would like to respond to their concerns, you can do so as well. Thank you. Okay, Thornton, you have up to 5 minutes to speak.
Okay, the hours of operation are 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. weekdays and weekends. That's true. We did have a sound consultant, and most the noise will be inside the banquet hall. The building actually does screen the noise and also visually the goings on inside the building. So because the entry to the building is actually facing the parking lot away from the residential area, so I think that'll buffer some of the sound and car headlights, and and also we're planning for trees. So I think that could help mitigate the sound and the activity as it impacts your where the residential areas. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. If you don't have any further comments, I'll move on to staff to see. Actually, Thornton, since you still have the mic on, I do have a question for you.
Sure.
If you wouldn't mind kind of explaining the proposal for the proposed late night use until 2 a.m. for daily
Sure, yeah.
versus like, weekends or holidays or anything.
Right. Okay, that's a good point. So the most of the use will be on the weekends, not on the weekdays. And they're for large private events, mostly weddings. And there will be alcohol served, but guests will bring their own alcohol. And the new owners are applying for a separate permit for the alcohol usage. Again, and there will be deliveries during the weekdays, 9 to 12. Again, the main use will be on the weekends. And it will be for private events. And I anticipate the events will be, from what I've when I've talked with the owners, the size of most of the events will be, I think, between, under 200 people. I mean, I know the dining room capacity is it has up to 600, but there'll be probably 1 to 200 people, or even less than that.
That
Thanks
is
for your consideration.
sure. Thank you for clarifying the proposed actual operating hours or the frequency of it. All right, I'll move on over to staff. If you have any comments related to the public comments that were raised, particularly several members of the public mentioned about noise. So, if you can elaborate anything about the noise analysis prepared by the noise consultant, such as existing road noise conditions and whether anything outdoor noise was also analyzed as part of that. And you can also speak to whether there are any permit conditions that might address noise concerns as well.
Yes, here. Thank you, hearing officer. They do have Jacob, who's the noise consultant, is present here to provide exactly how he analyzed the outdoor noise as well. But there are just to speak to the permit conditions, there are conditions in the permit which requires security at the entry of the building, which according to their operations plan will monitor people in and out and having best practices of going straight to their car and driving away. Sufficient lighting and staff training will also be provided. The noise for the car and people and driving away on the road is something that is bound to occur, but there is a certain limit which will be kind of adhered to, which is the 55 decibels. And I will have Jacob speak to that, how he analyzed that outdoor noise. Thank you.
Thank you, Rena. Jacob, I see your hand is raised. You are unmuted, and if, since this is a question coming from me, you won't necessarily be limited to a speaking time or anything, since these are clarifying questions that I have that the members of the public raised.
Perfect.
Yeah, so if you can speak to some of the noise analysis that was done in a little bit more detail, more specifically about existing noise conditions, noise levels, and then how the analysis was done to ultimately conclude that the average noise levels won't exceed 55 decibels at the property line, since there are neighbors who live across the street.
Yeah, absolutely. So originally, when we were planning on having an outdoor dining area, I simulated some sound from there and took measurements at 124, the closest resident right across the street. I also took some ambient recordings of just vehicle traffic without any simulated sound of just the cars driving by, and the simulated sounds outside of the venue are well in excess of what vehicle people exiting. I used pink noise at 105 dB and measured it across the street. Also, with the construction of the with the removal of those four parking spaces and the construction of that courtyard area entryway, that will also mitigate some of the noises of folks when they're leaving. And on top of that, the vehicle exiting, if vehicles are to exit off of the parking lot directly facing south east, they won't be driving on the side of Bernal Road that the houses are. 124, 122, 120, those single family residents on that side of the street. But yeah, as a 105 dB simulated sound from that right in front of the front door, and then I took measurements in front of the houses, the ambient traffic was actually louder than the simulated so noise coming from the front of the building. So regular vehicle traffic was in excess of 63 to 70 dB, and that's just a vehicle driving by when the light turned green. And that being a public road, just vehicle traffic is to be expected. And the sound with the courtyard area, which will have an enclosed space, doesn't exceed 51.9 dB with a simulated sound of 105 from the point source there. So I don't think that the folks exiting the venue are going to have any perceptible sound noticed from the single family homes on the other side of the street. And when they're exiting, also they won't be driving necessarily on that side of the road. I know that there are some trees in the median, in the right in front of 122, 120, and 116. But they're and that should also additionally buffer sounds for the houses in that side. And then additionally, this with all of the amplified sound being contained inside of the building, between the exterior walls and the tree line, none of that should be transferred across the street. That's it for now in cases, unless there's any other questions.
Thank you for all of that technical information that went into your analysis. I don't have any further questions right now. Thornton, do you still have your hand raised?
Yes,
Or
I just
was that up
wanted
from earlier?
to.
Okay, yeah, you do
Just
have
wanted
about
to.
2 minutes left, I believe, from comments, so go ahead.
Just wanted to clarify. There actually will be no enclosed outdoor dining area. We removed that. And Jacob may have not have been aware of that. I apologize. So there, to clarify, there is no outdoor dining. There is no enclosure. It's just going to be an open plaza in the front, at the front entry. So, and again, all the activity is going to take place inside the building. We made two revisions. We had a much larger outdoor dining area planned, then we removed that because of the new mall ownership. Then we created a smaller enclosed outdoor area, and now that is gone as well. So it's all the activity takes place inside the building. Hope that clarifies it.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying that and for modifying your project to address potential nuisances that might come with having late night uses. Rena, did you have follow-up comments?
Yes, and I wanted to just go with what the permit conditions have been will be implemented. So I have doors and windows will remain closed after 10 p.m. No loitering in the on the outside outside of the building. Exterior walls shall include insulation or equivalent if it was found that the sound is filtering out. So this is per their operations plan. Entry and exit points shall be managed to minimize sound leakage, and no outdoor amplified sound is permitted at all. So those will be adhered to per their operations plan, and it's part of their permit conditions as well.
Thanks so much
Thank
for
you.
adding that information as well and including it as part of the permit conditions. All right. At this point, I don't have any further questions for the public, the applicant, or for staff. So I'll go ahead and close the public hearing portion of the agenda and consider this project. So as part of thinking through this project, did want to acknowledge, mostly for the benefit of the public, that restaurant uses are allowed by right to operate until midnight without a use permit. So really, the purpose as part of this planned development permit that's being considered is really because there's a banquet facility use being proposed, as well as just late night uses proposed in general, past midnight until 2 a.m. So that's part of the consideration, as to why this planned development permit is being required. And really, even though restaurants could operate until midnight, this because of the proposed late night uses and the banquet facility use, this planned development permit will allow the city to place permit conditions on it on the proposed project to help alleviate or mitigate any potential impacts that may come with a proposed banquet facility or late night use. Rena, if we wouldn't mind muting yourself just to eliminate some background noise. Thank you. Also, as part of considering this project, do you want to acknowledge that while there are residential uses within 300 feet of this banquet facility and late night use project proposal, it is also located across a 6-lane major arterial street. And as the neighbors and have kind of acknowledged, it is a relatively busy street as it is. In thinking through this project, thank you, Rena, for acknowledging that staff thought through the permit conditions to place on this project so that, again, potential impacts like noise in particular would be addressed accordingly. And as Rena mentioned, that it includes requiring that doors be remained closed during late night operational hours, no amplified sounds, and there's also an inclusion of anti-loitering and security requirements as imposed by San Jose Police Department as well as they reviewed this project. And those security requirements would be needed to be adhered to and consistent with the city's municipal code requirements as this use becomes operational. And also wanted to acknowledge that, again, thank you to the applicant and for staff as they're reviewing this project for modifying this project by eliminating any outdoor activities so that that will lessen any potential impacts to the neighbors and maintaining really the core part of the proposed use indoors only, again, with windows and doors being closed. And in response to the neighbors' concerns about outdoor activities that might result from customers or patrons from this restaurant or banquet facility after hours as they leave. The permit conditions regarding anti-loitering and also security maintaining the property as well would help mitigate those potential impacts. So for those reasons, because in particular of the no outdoor activity being proposed and the strict permit conditions placed on this plan development permit, I will be approving this plan development permit per staff's recommendation, as well as the exemption in accordance with CEQA. All right, and seeing that there are no other projects agendized on the public hearing, this brings us to the end of today's hearing. And we are hereby concluding this planning director's hearing for April 15th, 2026 at 9:45 a.m. Thank you so much to the neighbors for attending and voicing your concerns, and appreciate everyone for your attendance today. Thank you.